In our intercessions today, the challenge is, Lord, we wait on you. The response is, fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Although now hidden from our sight, Jesus lives forever, and in him we can live the resurrection life even while we are on earth. Let us pray together to our Heavenly Father, knowing his love for us. Father, we want to live your way and do your will, offer you true worship and serve one another in love. Empower your church to do this, we pray. Live in us, transform us. Lord, we wait on you. Fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Father, we want our states and kingdoms to display your love and truth, justice and mercy. We want to break down walls of prejudice and build bridges of reconciliation and trust. Empower your world, we pray. Live in us, transform us. Lord, we wait on you. Fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Father, we want our children to be safely and lovingly nurtured, our elderly valued, our homes to be places of welcome and warmth. Empower your people, we pray. Live in us, transform us. And let us remember in this Christian Aid Week all who have no access to the basics of life, including clean water. Lord, we wait on you. Fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Father, we want your healing for those whose lives are aching and weary, your comfort and reassurance for all who are imprisoned by fears and hate. Empower these lives, we pray. Live in us, transform us. Let us remember those who are ill, especially from Ampleforth, George Pearson, Jean Thompson, Richard Unwin, Joe Priestman, Janie Rutherford, Margaret Matthews, Ruth Taylor and Frieda Shaw. From Oswald Kirk, Gareth Thomas, Philippa Mackenzie Smith. From Stonegrave, Anne Friars, Martin Boothroyd. Lord, we wait on you. Fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Father, we want to commit our loved ones who have died into your safe keeping forever. Prepare us all, Father, to live with you in heaven. Let us pray for, from our benefice, those whose anniversaries are remembered at this time. From Ampleforth, Ellen Arundale, Mary Harrison, Charles Elliott, Jean Bradley, Elsie Overden, Dick Thompson, Edith Smith. From Gilling, Clifford Simpson, May Bryant, Norman Pearson. From Oswalkirk, Isabel Angus. And as we hopefully come out of lockdown, let us remember all who have lost their lives to COVID. And in Mental Health Awareness Week, let us pray for all who have struggled with isolation and loneliness. Lord, we wait on you. Fill us, Holy Spirit of God. Father, we want to worship and praise you with our voices and our lives. Shape us to your purpose and use us. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.